Well, at the outset, I mentioned very briefly the very notable successes of popular struggles in the past decades. It's pretty clear if you think about it a little, very rarely discussed for reasons that aren't hard to discern. Both recent history and public attitudes suggest some pretty straightforward and quite conservative strategies for short-term activism on the part of those who don't want to wait for China to save us from ultimate doom. We do enjoy great privilege and freedom, in fact, uniquely so by comparative and historical standards. That legacy was not granted as a gift from above. It was won. It was won by hard and dedicated struggle, which doesn't reduce to pushing a lever every few years. We can, of course, decide to abandon the legacy. You can take the easy way of pessimism. You know, everything's hopeless, so I quit. Or we can make use of that legacy and work to create, in part to recreate, the basis for a functioning democratic culture in which the public plays some role in determining policies, and not only in the political arena from which it's largely excluded, but in the crucial economic arena from which it is excluded in principle. Now, those are not particularly radical ideas. So, for example, they were articulated very clearly by the leading 20th century social philosopher in the United States, John Dewey, who's American as apple pie in the familiar phrase. And he pointed out that until what he called industrial feudalism is replaced by industrial democracy, politics will remain the shadow cast by business over society. Now, Dewey wasn't being particularly original in that. In fact, he was drawing from a long tradition of thought and action that had developed independently in working class culture from the very origins of the Industrial Revolution, actually right where I live, an area near Boston in the mid-19th century. Those ideas remain just below the surface, and they can become a living part of our societies and our cultures and our institutions. But like other victories for justice and freedom over the centuries, that's not going to happen by itself. One of the clearest lessons of history, including very recent history, is that rights are not granted. They are won, and the rest of it's up to us.